From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Egypt's president appeals for international intervention in Libya. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi says the UN Security Council should adopt a resolution calling for international military intervention in Libya. Mr. Sisi, speaking on French Radio Tuesday, said there's no other choice, insisting the Libyan people and government have appealed for action. His comments came a day after Egyptian warplanes carried out more airstrikes targeting Islamic State militants in the eastern city Derna in retaliation for the beheading of 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians. Libyan military officials say the bombings killed dozens of militants and several civilians. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini called IS a threat to Libya that could lead to the dissolution of the country.
What we are seeing today, in these days, in Libya is a double threat. It's a threat of a country that is breaking apart and of a country where Daesh is taking power and infiltrating in a relevant way.
Egypt has declared a week of national mourning for the Coptic Christians beheaded. Cameroon's army says it repelled Boko Haram militants during an attack Monday in the northern Waza region, leaving at least 5 soldiers, nearly 90 insurgents dead. Meanwhile, the Nigerian army announced the town of Monguno in Borno State has been recaptured from Boko Haram. Central African leaders met in Cameroon's capital Yaounde Monday to finalize plans for a joint offensive against the militant group. Ahmed Alami, Secretary General of the Central African Heads of State, called the meeting historic as it responds to what he calls the barbaric actions of Boko Haram. He describes the insurgents as having the military and human resources to field a conventional army. This is VOA News. Pro-Russian rebels and Ukraine's military are both refusing to pull back weapons from the strategic eastern Ukrainian town of Debaltseve, where fighting continues. Despite an internationally brokered ceasefire, both sides were had begun the withdrawal of heavy weapons. Representatives of the rebels, Ukraine, Russia, and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe are expected to discuss these issues by telephone. This unidentified rebel says his forces are just 100 meters from an encircled Ukrainian unit in Debaltseve. He says rebels, who've been advancing on the town since January, are now inside the perimeter. The U.S. has expressed grave concern over the deteriorating security situation. Eurozone ministers gave Greece an ultimatum Monday to request an extension for its debt bailout program, despite Athens' strong objections. Speaking in Brussels, Eurogroup chairman Jeroen Dijsselbloem, who is also the Dutch finance minister, said the extension is the best way forward.
Given the ongoing discussions about how a program should work and a future arrangement for Greece should look like, we simply need more time. And the best way for that is to, at this point, extend the current program, which would then allow us a number of months to work on future arrangements.
The Greek government has thus far rejected that option, arguing conditions attached to the bailout package have plunged the country into poverty. More talks are taking place Tuesday. Local officials said a group of suicide bombers attacked a police station in eastern Afghanistan Tuesday, killing at least 11 officers and wounding 8. One attacker blew himself up at the gate of the headquarters of the Pul-e-Alam, about 60 kilometers south of Kabul. At least one other bomber detonated his explosives inside the compound where officers had gathered for a meal. No group has claimed immediate responsibility for the attack. Japan has joined a list of nations that have temporarily closed embassies in Yemen as security concerns mount in the aftermath of a government takeover by the Iran-backed Shia militant group. Separately, South Korea's news agency Yonhap said the Seoul government is reducing its diplomatic staff in the capital, Sana'a. Sudanese security officials seized the print editions of 14 newspapers Monday. The group Journalists for Human Rights said the move represents an unprecedented escalation by authorities against freedom of press and expression. A government spokesman said the seizure was in accordance with the law but gave no further explanation. South Sudan's government reportedly threatened Monday to silence journalists if they broadcast interviews with rebels. Meanwhile, Human Rights Watch says South Sudan's military and rebels are recruiting child soldiers, the report denied by 2 South Sudanese officials who insist the army is forbidden from recruiting children. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.